coal would last a lot longer. But you see, most people in the country did not use coal, even during the time like your mother lived in town. They had wood all around the house, and they would cut the wood. And it was, even though coal was only, I say, $5, $10 a ton, $8 a ton, delivered, you know, and cheap. Yeah. But still, the wood didn't cost them anything because they were there anyway. And
how would the coal be delivered?
In truck.
They go by.
Right.
Five
yeah, right.
You'd have a coal bin?
Sure, you'd have a coal bin
you'd
out
like
there.
A coal bin. Coal I bin. Seeing that picture made
of right, you'd have a coal bin. You'd have it in big pieces, small pieces, chunks.
We just had it piled outside. We didn't yeah. have
some of them had a bin, but all it was a bin was just a homemade big box or fence-like, but made out of wood so it wouldn't come through the sides and edges.
Okay, what's the smallest, if you don't buy 5 pounds of flour, what's the next amount smaller?
Yeah, ounces. And then you can get on down to ounces.
Okay, but what's under five?
Under five would be 4.
Pounds.
Okay, what's after? Don't
3 pounds, 2 pounds, 1 pound. Right, like.
Okay, yeah, okay, in the, what's the middle of the egg?
The yolk is the middle of the egg.
What color is it?
It's yellow.
Okay. Like when Edgar is giving us meat and he cuts the bacon, and he cuts it in slabs. What's that big slab called? You call it a
slab, a side of bacon? The whole thing?
The
side of bacon. Or it could be in a beef, a side of beef. But in the pork, it'd be side of bacon.
Is it a whole half?
Of the rib. Oh. Right. When the bacon, you see, you get the bacon out of the rib.
Okay. Okay, if a notebook doesn't belong to you, they say, that's not mine, that's
yours.
If you look at somebody ride a bicycle and you don't do it as well, you say, he rides that what than I do?
You ride it better than I do.
In a chicken, there is one part that you pull apart. What do you call that?
That's a pulley bone. Is that what you're speaking of? Well, not the part. We always, some of them call it the V-bone, but it comes off the breast, doesn't it, John?
Yeah, it's a pulley bone.
But it's a pulley bone, yeah. What we always call it.
It's something that's very commonplace. You say you can find that
anywhere, or any place.
Okay, if you're dressing, what, we talked about this before, but over the coat and the pants, over the pants and the shirt, what do you?
A coat, an overcoat.
Okay, and underneath, what do you...
Yeah, your shirt.
Okay, what do you put between the shirt and the coat sometimes? What do people
wear? A tie, vest.
Okay, vest. Anything that people used to call those?
There was anything...
Nothing I could call
it. No, I never heard of it.
If you have, what's the opposite of an old outfit that you wear?
A new outfit. A new suit, yeah.
Okay. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, here, I've what?
I brought your coat. Brought your overcoat.
Okay, we used to go to the beach and Dale and I would get something to ride on in the waves. Oh, they were black.
They're in a tube. And they still do it. You do it, you do it a lot, even in swimming pool.
I saw another
one.
Do you know what grindstone is?
Yes, a grindstone, I sure do. They used to use them all the time. And it was just a big rock, like a granite-like rock. It'd be 15 or 18 inches or more in diameter. And it was on a pulley-like thing where you would turn it. It was a wheel. It was round. And you'd use it to sharpen knives, to sharpen axes.
Was that the same as a whetstone?
A whetstone. It did the same thing.